And staying with the money theme, we're going for another contribution from day-to-day personal finance writer Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for the Washington Post. She joins us here regularly. Today, she and Noah Adams answer personal finance questions sent in by you, our listeners.
Let's dive right in here. The first letter comes from a listener in Seattle who writes, Dear Michelle, I'm 24, have been out of college for over a year. I've got a pretty good job. However, I have a lot of debt, and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. I have four credit cards, two with about $4,000 each, one with $2,000, and one with $1,000. The two cards with the high balance have 5% interest rates. The cards with lower balances have much higher rates. I am focusing on paying off the high-rate cards first. I'm also trying to pay more than the minimum on the lower-rate cards. But I feel like I'm just throwing money at a lot of cards and not making any significant progress on any of them. What should I do to pay off the cards in the next few years?
Well, you know, you have to be patient. All total, that's $11,000. You didn't just get that yesterday. So it's going to take time. She's doing right by trying to pay off the higher interest cards first. And also in her letter, she made note that she wanted to go to graduate school in 2 or 3 years. Well, sweetie, you're going to need to put that off until you pay down that debt, because chances are she's going to try to pile on more debt, possibly with student loans. So the answer here is to be patient. You didn't get into debt overnight, and you're not going to get out of debt overnight.
Okay, next question from Eric, who says, I'm a graduate student with $10,000 in subsidized student loans from my undergraduate education. I have at least 4 years to go before I finish my degree. I've got about $10,000 in a savings account earning about 2% interest. Should I just pay off my loans and get out of debt? Or should I invest the money and pay off the loans when I graduate? Is it ethical to let the American taxpayers pay interest on my loans while I make money off them? Eric goes on to say that if it is ethical, can you please tell him where he should invest the money?
These questions like this I find so interesting, because why do people want to hold on to debt? You know, listen, you've got $10,000. You've got, you know, you're not really earning that much money on that. Even if you've got a low interest rate on your student loans, it's going to still be a wash. So pay off that debt, honey. Is it unethical? Well, you know, those student loan programs are out there for a reason, to help students while they're in college. But if you've got money and you can pay down that debt, that's what I would do. But I would try to set some of it aside for an emergency. So maybe not the entire $10,000, but a little bit in case, you know, you lose your job or something happens. But then the rest of it, pay down the student debt.
Okay, one more letter also from a student. The listener writes, Michelle, I love your no-nonsense attitude about money. I live partially on scholarships and student loans. I'm going to get about $7,000 soon from a settlement. Here's the question, of course. I want to know what's the best thing to do with this money. Where would you put it, Michelle?
You know, once again, people, they want to invest so badly that they don't really look at their entire financial picture. The best investment you can do is to get rid of debt. Investment is risky, so that means that you could lose some of that money, but that debt is going to stay. And if you pay down that debt and something happens, then you're not sort of sweating it until you get another job or something to that extent. So again, if you got a cash influx, but you've got high credit card debt, pay that debt off first.
Michelle Single, you're just a one-note person there, aren't you, Michelle?
You know, I'm a one-note kind of woman, but you know, that one note is the best note for a lot of folks out there.
Okay, pay it off. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life, and she joins us regularly. If you have a question you'd like Michelle to answer, email it to us. The address is daytoday@nbr.org. Please put question for Michelle in the subject line. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
I'm Noah Adams.